Mark chapter 14, verses 43 through 52. And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12. And with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard." And when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. And they laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Jesus said to them, "If you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me, day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." And they all left him and fled, and a young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body, and they seized him. But he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. Jesus is arrested, and the disciples flee. In verse 51, we see that one young man even ran away naked because he was so frightened. And most people believe that this young man was Mark, the writer of this gospel. Regardless, the disciples reacted exactly as Jesus told them they would. They ran away. But I want to focus on the other disciple, or the betrayer, Judas. Notice in verse 45, Judas calls Jesus Rabbi, which means teacher. Unlike the other disciples, we never read where Judas ever called Jesus Lord, Messiah, or Master. Just Rabbi. Now this is important because seeing Jesus for who he really is the beginning of all understanding. When we see him as a moral example, or just a historical figure, then we don't understand his significance. We attempt to rob him of his glory when we see him as anything less than who he is as revealed in Scripture. Is he Lord in your life? Is he the central figure? Is he the master? Or is he just a teacher with good ideas and a nice moral example? That's the most important question you'll ever answer. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter at Devotion Podcast. Or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.